Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You guys, I absolutely love Audible, and I'm so glad that they are sponsoring today's podcast. Audible is where you go when you are looking for great books, great podcasts, just great audio entertainment. I am starting Will Smith's book, and I really don't have the time to like sit down with his book the way I would normally do, but I don't want to miss out. So I've gotten his book on Audible. And what's amazing is that as an Audible member, I get to choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. And that includes the latest bestsellers and new releases. So I'm not like limited to something that might be a little bit older. So the page turning Will Smith kind of memoir I've been able to read. I also have a couple of other books that I'm excited about. I got my girl Tab's book on Audible, as well as Gabrielle Union's new book. Also, as a member, you get full access to a growing selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. And you can download or stream any title, right, that you want. What's great about Audible, it lets you listen at any time, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. We're actually getting ready to travel to Florida, and that is one of the things that I'm looking forward to on the plane, is just relaxing and listening to my book. I want you all to give Audible a try. It's such a great membership. And of course, we got something for you, all right? Because whenever somebody is a sponsor of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, we make sure they're giving our listeners a super duper treat. So visit audible.com/argue or text argue to 500-500, and you'll be able to download Audible, and you'll be able to try some amazing books with us. And there are thousands and thousands of titles that you'll be able to choose from. And it's accurate to like be able to find like the books that you're looking for, whether it be wellness guide programs, theatrical performances, comedies, originals. Audible has got it. So go on over there, check out what Audible has to offer you as our listeners by going to audible.com/argue or text argue to 500-500. On to the podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts of today's podcast, and I'm joined by my husband and co-host. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument. This is a weekly podcast. Thank you for joining us. This is a weekly podcast that we do, me and my wife do, and we talk about any and everything that we damn well feel. We talk about relationships. We get into arguments. We annoy the hell out of each other. We love on each other under this desk where y'all can't see our hands. And we enjoy ourselves. And we hope you are here and you enjoy yourself. And we glad you are here.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Like what?
When I started the podcast after
because
the
Because you started with the night storm, the quiet storm voice because the mic was out close to because you can hear yourself.
No, literally anytime I do a pre-roll, because I'm trying my best not to be all over the place, I calm down my energy and then it's hard for me to flip back over because on my other podcast, I don't start the podcast. I do the pre-roll and then the other person comes in with the energy and I was like, hold on. Now I have to switch gears and I don't know how to.
I don't want to be yelling like that. What movie is that? They couldn't control their volume.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway.
I was struggling. Yes, I was struggling. I just want you to know. And I am tired.
Yeah, we both have been tired for the past 2 days.
Hold on, first of all,
this is the podcast. We talk about everything we want to. We are joined by our immediate family. That's the Patreon. If you want to be a member of Patreon, you can go do
www.patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I knew all that the way it's supposed to be said.
Your energy is throwing me off. Or is it because you're trying to counteract mine?
I'm trying to counteract how tired I am. Am I wild right now?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah,
you know what? I've done podcasts with people. I've watched people's podcasts and listened, and I don't like when it's draining. I don't want my voice to put somebody to sleep.
I absolutely get it.
I want to put out energy and
I appreciate it.
And I just want to make sure I'm giving the people what they want.
Pop goes the weasel when the weasel goes pop. About Patreon, because he kind of like ran over that. We shoot this live. And every time we shoot an episode, we allow the people who support us. They are part of our Patreon. We call them Angel Wings. We call them Tanks Riders. We call them Heifers. We call them our immediate family. They are watching us live. They're in the building. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, boy. You can be a part of our Patreon. Our Patreon is only $5 a month, which relative to most middle class and even lower middle class, and sometimes even lower class, $5 a month is not, unless you are a really good budgeter, $5 a month is not that much. People spend that much on coffee in a day, maybe two. Yeah, and we try to give you,
a single cigarette, Lucy.
Oh, okay. Come on. I don't know. But, If you got $5 to spare, you can come and get this extra content from us, or you can buy the whole year, get somebody to give it to you as a birthday gift for $54. But yeah, they get to watch us fumble the ball over and over again. We also have sponsors for today's podcast. You already heard from one, Audible. Make sure you check them out at our special URL or give them that text. We also have three more sponsors today, and they are
Third Love, Every Plate, and True Bill Inc.
Plates! So we'll tell you more plates about them companies later on and how you can support them, because when you support their amazing services and products, you're actually also supporting this podcast. So we'll tell you more about them. So as I was saying, I am tired. Okay?
Of your shit. Nah.
Dude, I'm tired. I have been shooting the new show with the Kev on Stage Studios app, which has been absolutely phenomenally fun, but I am not able to get a lot of my work done. So I'm up late. So hopefully we'll be done shooting that very soon and I'll be able to get on a regular, like I would love to be in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock the latest.
Oh, that sounds orgasmic.
I don't think you want to be in bed that early.
I do.
It doesn't seem like it.
I do.
What is it about it that makes it so difficult for you?
I just be doing stuff. So Sunday we was, of course, that was Super Bowl. Granted, we didn't really care about the Super Bowl, but we was, with some friends and having us a good time. So all of the activities on Sunday drained us for Monday.
But this is not like this week we're tired. This is a recurring story.
We rarely this tired though.
Yeah, today I'm exhausted.
Yesterday and today was like on some other. Like usually I can ignore how tired I am and just go do stuff. And like, all right, while I'm starting to do stuff, as soon as my body starts moving, I snap out of it. I ain't been able to do that yesterday or today.
What happened? Yeah, so you were tired yesterday from Sunday.
You brought me that revelation. I didn't even realize it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, dang, maybe it is what it is.
But we are about to go on a family vacation.
That ain't gonna feel like no goddamn vacation.
It is not, but hopefully we can figure out a way to recoup some of our energy. If not, oh well. We'll just take a day. I'm going to get my Thursdays back. I might have to wait because of your schedule. But eventually, I'm going to get it back.
I'm going to get me a day.
As God is my witness, I'm going to get that thing back. Hey. If you are listening to this, please make sure you rate and review us. If you're watching it, or if you didn't know you could watch it, go on over to That Chick Angel TV. Click that subscribe button and the notification bells. You can watch our podcast along with weekly vlogs that we do twice a week. And we usually start this podcast off with one or two categories, one or two segments. In last week, we did Tanksley Pride. Mm-hmm. So this week, we're going to do In My Feelings.
Yeah.
Kick it off for us, baby.
What's got me in my... Oh,
don't you say, everything's got me feeling good. You know life. Hey, don't you do
wrong,
it.
Ain't nothing wrong with being feeling blessed. Can't walk around complaining about everything. That's when God starts snatching them blessings from me. I am happy. Happy. I am happy and grateful.
But Marcus, this is a podcast, so it's not about a testimony service for church. Don't quit bullshitting and answer the question.
This is a podcast where we can be us. Mm-hmm. And if I'm happy about everything, I'm happy about everything.
It sounds like...
Ooh, boy, you got to keep the devil close because he's your enemy.
What?
Keep him close.
What?
Yeah, you got to keep your enemies closer.
I know.
Come here, get closer. Scoot over.
I don't want to be closer to my devil.
Anyway...
Stalling. This is Stall McGee.
I ain't stalling. I was about to get on my... What's getting on my nerves? It ain't in my feelings. It's just getting on my nerves.
Yes, it works.
All right, shut up. Let me talk then.
I am.
Are you sure? Anyway. So, at no point in time was anybody happy about wearing masks.
You really gonna take... Go ahead.
Hey, you asked. You told me go first. Hush your mouth, let me go. Okay. At no point in time was... You didn't tell me that's what you was going to talk about?
But you...
Hold on, boy. So, it's a podcast. So, nobody was happy about wearing these masks, all right? However, there has been clear scientific proof that these things help people from spreading this coronavirus. It's really annoying how some people want to counterattack that with freedom and we should have a right to do what we want, and I'm sick and tired of wearing these masks. It's like everybody's sick and tired of wearing them, but they work. So shut up and do it. I should be able... the thing that pisses me off even more is the one that where they say everyone should be able to judge and just do what they know is right. It's like, but apparently people can't do that. That's why you have rules and laws. If you put up a four-way stop and it get too much traffic, some people just going to run the four-way stop. That's why you got lights. That's why you got people policing the lights. That's why you have rules and people putting up in front of their stores, mask is required. Because just because you have this shot or you don't feel like you can pass it, it don't mean you keep keeping everybody else safe. And two, you wearing a mask protects you and the other people. That's the big thing. And the other people, who cares if you don't want to wear a mask and you catch it, who cares? Go catch it and have the worst symptoms possible. However, you shouldn't be spreading it to other people. And that's one of the reasons of wearing a mask is 50-50. It protects you, protects the other person. You're protecting two people. So it's a lot of people start, these masks. And it's like, I'm sick and tired of hearing that argument because it's never a logical argument when they bring it up. And even worse is the people that be supporting them. And they all just sound like idiots together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's got you.
That's what's got me feeling about in some type of way. How about you, Angel? What is your topic for today? What's got you feeling some type of way?
What's so funny, most of these people on here already know, I brought this up earlier today on my live that I did on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram and you'll get some morning lives when I drop off my kids. I had brought this up because a friend of mine had posted something about being annoyed.
I know you're talking about it. You know I'll be following you like it.
Marcus, but I also talked about it with you on the phone with the Denora.
That was on the phone. That was between us three.
We didn't have the
148 people right now. That's the only thing that's got me feeling some type of way because I'm blessed and highly favored and I feel all positivity.
So what has got me annoyed is we're going to Disney World. And of course, right before we leave to go to Disney World, they lift their mask restriction at Disney World. And I was like,
Florida is the COVID armpit of America.
Now, I recently had COVID.
Yeah, you did.
So the likelihood of me catching it again is slim. It's not impossible, but very slim. But the kids, they still have not, thank God, caught it. Marcus, he's running out of some of his immunity, but he did get a booster. Mm. So I was just like, they couldn't have relieved this the week after. They couldn't have lifted the week after. So, I mean, luckily we are going during a time where it's the least amount of people that attend. In the year, but it's just like, man.
But what's that least amount of time look like?
What do you mean?
It's like the malls be crowded. You know, they more crowded for Christmas and Thanksgiving, but they still crowded.
Like, what is it in like?
Relative to
how many people?
Yeah.
I don't know. And now that the one thing that's helpful is that you have to make a reservation, so it's hard to just wake up and decide that you're going to Disney World. You got to actually plan. But we're still going to have a good time. And listen, as long as we can get through all the parks before they get sick, before they have symptoms, I'm going to feel like we won.
Yeah. I mean, that ain't going to happen. That's going to happen anyway.
Hopefully.
If they catch something, it's going to be, they ain't going to feel it till 3-4 days later.
Listen, amen. They just have 2 weeks home from school. So
talking about what ain't worth it.
You so silly.
Dead serious.
I just was like, man. So we're going to just be extra careful. But what I want to talk to you all about before we talk about what's got us feeling good is what has my body feeling good. And that is Third Love. I actually have on some Third Love garments right now. You know, Valentine's Day just passed us on Monday. But y'all know I have self-care Thursday because caring and loving for myself is not something that I am willing to not be a priority.
Tell them,
it is a weekly thing. It's actually a daily thing of me caring for myself. Yeah. And I really do mean that. And one of the ways that I'm caring for myself is by what I put on my body. I want to feel good in it. I want to be comfortable. And I want to feel like, yeah, I am loving on myself. So Third Love is celebrating the year-round love that endures. Your ride or die best friend, your favorite cardigan, your kids, or your loyal fur baby. You can celebrate with Luxe Intimate gift sets, ultra soft loungewear that hug better, support longer, and love you right back. In the Deco Lace Collection is designed to make you feel sexy 365 days of the year. Putting on this collection feels like indulging yourself every day. I literally have mentioned on our vlog that I had a breast augmentation. Okay. So everybody know that. I have to wear now undergarments that are not harsh to my body while I'm still in the healing process. Third Love was like, we got you, boo. They have some of the softest cotton bralettes I have ever had the chance to put my body in. And this is where I'm revamping my entire intimate wear drawer. is with Third Love. Because one, they make the shopping experience so easy. They have a fitting room to help you get the right size, to get the they ask you about the shape of your breasts to make sure your current fit issues are solved. And to make sure that you're getting bras that fit your personal style. The Fitting Room has helped over 18 million women find their true bra size, and you could be next. Third Love is the largest donor of undergarments in the U.S., partnering with organizations across the United States. Third Love has donated over $40 million worth of bras to help people in need. Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
Y'all gonna love it. Feels like silk. I be feeling super sexy. I be like, oh my goodness. Thank you. What's got me feeling good is that we're getting ready to go to Disney World. First of all, I feel like I did it up this trip. I got a travel agent who is a friend of mine, black woman. Y'all know I always try to support black businesses, especially black female owned businesses. She did an amazing job putting together this trip. She's the one who actually told me about the mask mandate being lifted at Disney World. But I feel like I feel like the place that we're staying. Oh, you gonna use her for our anniversary? I feel like the place that we're staying is so gorgeous. I'm going to get to see my nephew and my sister, who I didn't get to see because of COVID, for Marcus's birthday. So we'll get to catch up, and my sons will get to see their cousin. And then also, we're doing this in style, and I am so excited about it. Marcus, tell them why you're excited about, or what's got you feeling good.
Well, it's so much, and I know Angel's like, it's so vague. You can't say it's so much. Oh, it's a whole lot of stuff's got me feeling good. I'm getting some things kicked off. The Florida trip, that actually I'm not extremely excited about it yet. I might get excited once we're there. I am excited for the family and the kids. I'm excited for them because I know they're going to have fun. But when you when you got kids this age, taking a vacation, especially like in the middle of the year, that ain't even like quote unquote vacation time, it's just like, what am I doing to myself? What are we about to get into? So it's not that I'm not excited about that. It's just not, it's like not a pinnacle of mine, but I'm excited about the things that I got going on. I'm about to look for someone to make man shit for me so I can focus on advertising and getting that, you know, to blow up, because it's a lot by myself right now, even without me advertising, which I'm grateful for. I greatly appreciate all the support, but it's a lot, and people seem to like it. So I'm going to actually go hard in the paint as soon as I can get these things made a lot quicker than what I can make them, and get everything up and going and get that out.
Are you excited about Disney?
Yeah, I just talked about that.
I'm sorry.
I'm excited for the family. I'm excited for the kids. I'm not particularly excited about it as of yet.
I think we're going to have a good time. I think you're going to have a good time.
I won't not have a good time. It's just thinking about it right now, I'm like, ugh.
I mean, what's a blessing?
Amusement parks, a lot of people, lines.
Oh, no, I got that genie pass, and if I got to pay for any other pass to get us up and through there.
I don't do crowds.
You don't do crowds?
Oh, yeah, you know I don't do crowds like that.
What made you laugh?
Just because I know how that sounds. You know, Marcus don't like people. He don't do crowds. He's an extrovert.
Introvert?
Introvert. Yeah. So to go around here and deal with all these other musty people at Disney World with all their COVID.
I think it's going to be such a good time. I do. I got us family shirts for each day. That I'm happy about. Except for the first day, me and you don't have shirts.
We doing what?
I have family shirts for each park.
Except for the first day, what?
Me and you don't have a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to do the Christmas shirts that we got them.
Oh.
I got Disney Squad 2022 for Animal Kingdom. I got Tanksley Family Trip.
You were just eating this up, ain't you?
Yes. Well, it was so funny. I was telling Melanie Gooseby, and she was like, are you doing shirts for the trip? I was like, yes, for every park. She was like, absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, praise God, somebody else understands why
you
doing
it. I understand. I get it.
It's going to be great. Then also we can keep... I see your big old eyeballs.
I'm making eye contact with our listeners and watchers.
Okay, so we are on the last three healthy habits. I mean, habits for healthy couples.
This has spanned over like four of the last month.
This is our third and final installment of this because my husband be like into retail the past. I have to be like, no, that's not, we don't have that healthy habit. We don't have that habit as a healthy couple.
We don't have no healthy habits as a couple.
We do too.
We don't.
We do. So this is on, the website is, no, you ain't got to scroll down. I can see it at the bottom. The website is.
Oh, right there.
Yes. If you could stop moving it, I could.
TheEveryGirl.com.
TheEveryGirl.com. All right. Number nine. So we've done 1 through 8.
They forgive and move on is number 9.
Healthy couples recognize that their relationship runs on forgiveness. In fact, it can't survive without it. Learning to sincerely apologize and forgive is crucial for a peaceful existence and strong relationship. An apology isn't about making a fight go away. It's about, it's a sincere attempt to overcome an issue as a team and then move on from said issue. In a healthy relationship, you choose to be happy rather than right. Often that requires a sincere apology. To do that, don't end an apology with a qualification. I'm sorry, but instead take responsibility. I'm sorry because I... Bop, 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 bop. I mean, sometimes we be on that. I do. I feel as though when the other person, the person who has been offended, clearly articulates why they've been offended, I feel as though, for the most part, we do sincerely apologize. I say for the most part, because on my own issues, I will be like, but let me explain. So I'll take the blame for that. I ain't even going to hold you on that. I will be like, no, but wait.
I'm sorry, but she'd be like, first of all, I didn't say but. Well, you said however.
because for me, it is very important that in intention, because for me, it's also about correcting behavior. And sometimes if I don't explain what my intention is, then I cannot correct the behavior because I then need your feedback on how I could have better handled it so that my actual intention shone through instead of the offense that I caused.
Just be better.
Shut up. And sometimes I be wanting you to do that. I be wanting you to like explain to me, but I usually give you the space because I want the explanation. Yeah. I want to know now why you do that.
Yeah. That's one thing we actually, as far as communication, we do well. Like I know she's going to go ahead and explain herself fully, even if I don't feel like hearing it. Like I'm still coming down. If it's like an offense or if I'm mad or something, I still want time to slow down from that. Mm-hmm. To where Angel can hit a brick wall and stop immediately. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I still want to be mad if I'm mad. Mm-hmm. let me simmer down and not.
That's foolish.
No, it ain't. Yeah, because that's real life. It's like people aren't light switches. Emotions aren't light switches. You can't just flip one off and on that quickly. At least you shouldn't be able to unless you're crazy. But I'm like, all right. So what was that? Or she'll come back to it or just let me know anyway. To where me is like, I may need to think about once she explains why I did something, made her feel a certain way. It may take me time to realize exactly, understand that completely. Mm-hmm. And then I can then, once I understand the way she feels truly, and then I can come back and say, oh, well, I was doing that because of this, not really realizing what her emotions would get taken to.
Yeah.
But that's all in just communication and knowing each other for so long and me particularly learning.
Yeah.
Because I had to learn a lot of emotional intelligence to where Angel had to, you admitted you had to mature to a certain point to where I had to learn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think that we have gotten better. And the other thing, another reason why I'd be like, I want to explain is because as I have grown up and matured, I'm a grown woman now. Jesus.
Oh, hell, man.
There are certain things that I just.
Cognac, you a wine.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I a cognac or am I a wine?
It's two of the same. They're both made from grapes.
Okay, well, I'll take
better
it.
With time. That's
thank
all
you.
I'm saying.
I appreciate it. I'll take all of it, boo-boo.
Yeah, you do.
Is that there's certain things I don't like anymore. So I have to.
Well, I did it. I don't like it no more.
Right. I don't like it anymore. So sometimes I have to be really clear with him on, hey, no. I know that was something in my 20s that I didn't mind. Now I mind. No. For me, I don't like when I just get an apology from him. I need there to be some conversation so that there's an understanding so that, you know, whether it be me correct my behavior or him correct his behavior, we can move forward. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I also want to move forward by telling you all about a service that is just amazing. And it is called Every Plate. You all might know it as Plates. Every Plate is a service that our family has used for months. It is one of the best meal kits you could ever get and also save money and save time. Experience full plates and full wallets with America's best value meal kit, okay? Choose between 17 recipes that change each week. Swap proteins, veggies, and sides to your liking. We definitely love doing it because I hate trips to the grocery store, okay? And I'm not a good meal planner. That's not my zone of genius. It's not even my zone of excellence. So having Every Plate take those responsibilities off of my plate. So all that I have to do is pull the recipe card, pull out the ingredients that they already sent to me that are already pre-measured and whip together a delicious meal. And, you know, our expenses in life have gone up. So we're trying to cut back where we can. And Every Plate makes it so that it is affordable, hearty cooking. Because my boys are getting bigger. I just went to get my son some shorts for our family vacation. And I had to go to the men's section to get him shorts. I now have two almost full grown size men that I'm feeding in my household. And I got three more coming up. Every Plate is going to keep me out of the pole house because their meals are affordable. They give you such a great value. And like I said, everything comes pre-portioned, carefully packed, so you also reduce food waste because that is the worst, throwing out a whole bunch of food mm-hmm. that you didn't spend money on, a whole bunch of ingredients. And one meal from Every Plate is about the same price as one cup of coffee. That's just so amazing. Again, we absolutely love it. The kids love it. They love picking out the meals based off the little cards, and they love being able to help their mom cook. So we think you all should give it a try. So try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179. ARGUE179.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179.
One more time, try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179. I still go.
That's up to $104 value. Every Plate, America's best value meal kit.
We have two. I don't understand how they make it profitable for them.
How these meals are so inexpensive. It's because, like, when they're able to buy the food in bulk and then ship it out.
I know they just explained it, but still, it's like,
yeah, really? Right. I mean, it's amazing. And a lot of people aren't able to pull it off on their own. So being able to partner with a company like Every Plate, feed your family, save you money. Listen, come on. Win. It's a win for everybody.
It's a win, no matter what.
No matter what you do. So, number 10.
Number 10 is spend time apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Healthy couples have both closeness and independence. They take space to pursue a life outside their partner. How well partners succeed in honoring each other's needs for togetherness versus separateness greatly impacts their relationship satisfaction. The ability to separate from your partner and enjoy time on your own signifies a relationship that has trust and a healthy attachment system. How do you feel about that one, babe?
We do pretty well at that. We definitely, we spend enough time apart to where we're like, we need to spend some time together.
Yeah.
I mean, even if that's not the case, like, even like first starting off in our relationship, we were long distance.
Yes, we were.
And even once, you know, so that was already time apart. But even once I moved to California, we were living together, we would go back at home and to visit. And Angel's got her group of friends. I got my group of friends. And that's the way we did things. Like, she was hanging with her friends. I was hanging with mine. And it wasn't. And we got people both in her group and my group was like, why so-and-so, why ain't he ever around? Why ain't she ever around? And we both, our answer was like, because she got friends. Because he got friends.
Wait a minute, Marcus. Can you believe you will have been living, you have been living out here 16 years?
Mm-hmm. Feels like it.
Really?
Yeah.
In a bad way?
No, just it's not like the time has flown by, but it's, yeah, I can feel it's been 16 years.
I can't believe I've been out here for 19, almost 20.
Don't step on my, explanation of spend time apart. So yeah, we've always understood that. Now, I got from some friends where it's like it's been hard to separate them. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's like how, why you always up all up under her? Come on, y'all live together already.
The reason why I think it's easy. Or easy for us to be away from each other is because we have different definitions of how we want to spend our free time. Meaning, I want to go get my nails done. I like to go to, like, I haven't in a while, but I would like to go see a theater play, watch some Beyonce. Marcus does not.
That's all a chore for me.
I mean, not getting your, you enjoy getting your toes done. Don't play.
I need, it's an annual time. Oh. I know it needs, people are like, you need that done more than annually. Right now it's annual and it's past time.
Well, you know what? I need to get my nails done so we can do it tomorrow. What you got tomorrow morning?
We got a microwave coming. I don't know what time yet.
Okay. We can go get ours done tomorrow.
Them things look like bear paws. Now my fingernails already grow fast, but them toenails be sprinting up out my cuticle.
They do.
I look down, I said, God, actually I noticed it the night before last when I was in bed. I said, why does the sheets feel weird? Nah, that was my claws just scraping at the sheets.
Yes, with your long toenails.
Yeah, and they thick too.
But as somebody,
you clipping them,
yours are thick. They are wood. He over his finger clipping.
They look clipping. Good when they clip them. I ain't got bad looking feet.
Particle board feet, toenails. I mean, as somebody mentioned, also you used to have a full time job, so
yeah.
I was only getting Marcus for a small portion of the day awake.
Yeah, but Angel's, like she said, hers is like the things that she likes to go do. It's like I'm not trying to do that.
But I also realized even when you had a job, that even though you were away from me. That is not your time.
Right.
So I did still try to honor the fact that, like, he might need some time away from me or with friends. That was something that Marcus had a little bit of a harder time because I wasn't explaining it to him fully when I was on tour.
Yeah.
Because for him, he was like...
The footage said different.
The footage said different.
All the footage. All the stories and the posts. This is work.
What I explained to Marcus, which he is definitely forgetting, is that Kevin, Josh, and Tahir recently became friends of mine, and that developed because we worked together so much. But I had friends that I still have, still love, and don't get to spend time with. And that,
natural friends.
Oh my God. And that to me was like, okay, I need, yeah. I just needed, you know, more. It was truly for me. It was like, okay, on tour now, kids and Marcus on tour now, kids and Marcus. And I was like, can I just have like and even with when I was on tour, even our downtime with each other, I still have to have in the back of my mind, this is a working relationship. So I have to make sure this dynamic stays in a place that our working relationship can still be comfortable, mm-hmm. where I don't have to like worry about that with Brisha or Denora or Marquita. Like, it can
but
just
then
be.
I had to reverse it on the other side with you also. I was like, when you come home, I would like some time to get away. Like,
no, that's why we had the sitter. That's what I had to remember. I was like, that's what you're supposed to use the nanny for, to get away. Yes. Jace?
No.
Yes, you know
what it is. The problem is, that was...
But that's what she was for. That was why I was adamant about having someone. I was like, no. And I would say, make sure you go ahead and book her out for Friday night so you can go do something. And you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get her for Friday. And then Sunday day, we going to do this or that. See, your wife be thinking about you and your time. Yes, I do. You'd be like, I'm going to go cruising. Okay, I'll see you when you come back in 3 hours. Say hi to your other family.
They don't know you.
I'm going to punch him in his throat. Our work schedule really hasn't allowed us to be around each other as much as we thought we would be.
Nah.
Like, I think it we had like one week.
There was 1 week where I was like, all right, this is what work's going to be like. All right, we can do this. Hey, then there was curtains.
That thing got shot up. So we really don't even spend that much time with each other. Because even last week when was it last week or the week before last when I had like a downtime, he was working with Greg, or he was at the studio by himself putting up stuff. So it was still like, well, we ain't really around each other still, but I do feel like we cherish the time that we are with each other. Like, we like being in the room with each other. We like having on a TV show that we both can watch and sit there and be like, oh, did you see that? Oh.
Yeah, Angel, she sent me a thing the other day. What's the guy's name?
His name Chico. His name is, oh my God.
Anyway, it's about how dudes don't be watching reality shows, and we sit there and complain about how stupid it is and get into it all at the same time.
It's by...
That'd be me. I'm like, man, why are you watching this old stupid crap, man? These chicks is dumb. Why they even on here acting like, now look at her.
Oh my God.
Now,
it's so...
why would she say that in front of them like that?
Richie Loco, that's his name. I was like, I know who it is. Richie Loco. Yes, it's so, you about to watch this stupid show. I don't even know how you can watch this garbage.
Next week. So did Lisa get back with her boy?
And Marcus with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Where's Apollo though? Where that messing
that
at?
Fool. That's when I was like, all right, this is too stupid not to watch. He was on there. And there was a whole rumor of him cheating with old girl, the old girl, they were sleeping together. And then the fella came out, he was like, oh yeah, I lied about that. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like, let me go back and watch, see whatever else is food or none.
Oh, Marcus was into it. Is he on? Hold on.
With? I need to see some foolishness.
I was like, oh, I thought it was dumb, huh?
It is dumb.
It is dumb, but do you remember what he said?
I was like, that's how can you not?
That's when he got into it. He was just like,
this is his reaction. I was like, wait, so you lied about that all the time?
Mm-hmm.
That boy done ruined lives. He was just like, yeah, it was a lie. I don't care.
Marcus be like, I'll be like, this is why we watch this stupid.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody said, didn't Apollo get arrested again? Probably so. He ain't the Tinder swindler. He ain't as good as that dude.
Oh,
he is not as good as that dude. So, yeah, we have found a way to be able to find time to spend with each other that doesn't always have to be
doing something or purposeful. It could just be like us being around each other.
But we also, I think, allow each other the space to not have to be up underneath each other.
Yeah.
All the time. And I think that makes our time together even better.
Yeah. And it's what's also important, because I've seen couples do that too. It's not tick for tat, where it's like, well, you're going to do this, so I'm going to go do that. It's just like, if she wants to go relax and go with her girls, it's like, fine, go. I don't have to come up with something to do because she's going to do something.
Right. Right. Which is greatly appreciated. Okay, last one. But before we jump into that, let's talk about our fourth and final sponsor for today's podcast, and that is Truebill. Y'all, don't you hate when you realize that you forgot to cancel a freaking subscription that you only got because it was like, oh, 14-day free trial. And you were like, okay, I'm just going to use it real quick because I need to do this one thing, or I want to watch this one thing. And then you look a year later and they've been debiting out of your account all this time because you forgot to cancel. Truebill is like, enough of that, okay? Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. This is that forgot about that just be, Jesus, hurting my feelings.
They'll be letting you know it's coming up.
They are quietly taking your money. They just like, oh, let me get that $15. Let me have that. Well, on average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscription hard to cancel. They be hiding. You gotta be like, go into settings, look at subscription setting, look at payment option, then click payment option edit, and inside of that you'll see cancel subscription. It'd be like 60,000 steps.
It's getting hard to see like the unsubscribe here, but
hiding it. Okay, it's got an invisible cloak on. But Truebill said, no, it will cancel your unwanted subscription in one tap. Pow. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. You got to fight back against these scammy subscriptions with Truebill. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped them save over $100 million. Like Jennifer B., who says, with the help of Truebill, our family has saved $587 a year on unnecessary subscriptions. I really don't understand how Truebill could help me until we decided to save for a very large home purchase. Y'all, don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
Go right now. Okay, don't wait. Go ahead. Get on your phone. Go right now. Truebill.com/argue.
Argue.
It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/argue. Okay, so the last
reach out for help.
Healthy couples are willing to ask for help. While this can feel daunting, time consuming, and downright frightening, a healthy couple recognizes how important it is to have outside support when they can't solve their issues on their own. This support can come from a therapist, your place of worship, a couples workshop, or any person that feels safe to open up to and can offer objective insight. The most important piece is that you recognize you need support and can go after it with sincere intentions. We could work on that some more.
We reached out to CPA. I wasn't reaching out for help.
In certain areas, you are right. Yes. In certain areas, you're definitely right. I think we truly recognize in certain areas that we are ignorant.
Yeah.
But I think that came with making more money. Because...
Seeing how detrimental.
Well, because, I mean, think about it. At our old house, we need one for this house. We were just talking about it. At our old house, I was like, Marcus, can we get a cleaning lady? He was like, no. Not until you learn how to keep this house clean. Are we going to get a cleaning lady?
Not until you learn how to live cleaner.
That's what he said. And that didn't happen. So we got a cleaning lady.
That's what I said. I said, I'm not paying for nobody to clean this house until you learn how to live cleaner. Not that you don't know how, and until you start living cleaner. And she was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So so-and-so's coming on Thursday. You ain't got to pay for it. I'm going to pay for it.
Right. It was a thing of, you think that I am doing this on purpose.
It definitely looks that way.
I'm not. It's just what's happening to me in life. It's happening to me.
If y'all could see what happens when angels.
It happens to me.
Like, how do you not see what you're doing right now?
Rushing. Because I have to care for my family.
It ain't got nothing to do with it.
Same thing with this CPA. Marcus was trying to handle payroll.
Hey, y'all. We was going to end up in, at least I was one of us, both. We was going to end up in jail.
It was going to be you. You are the CFO on this company.
I would have lied and did all kinds of scammy stuff. Like, Your Honor, we had bigger plans, but they just didn't follow through. She was the mastermind.
I've been like, well, tell me what the plan is then. They'll be like, ma'am, we know. We see him logging in.
No, like I said, my argument would always be, Your Honor, you could see that I was... paying something to somebody thinking I was doing right. You can see money constantly going. I wasn't trying to keep this money, okay?
That would be truth. You trying to pin it on me would not be.
If I'm going down, you going down.
The hell? I bet you I won't.
Like, Sarah, doesn't matter. All right, well, I'm going to let you know. Listen. She's got money here.
You are, and my sister's a judge. I'm getting
she's
off.
No judge out here.
They don't matter. She can. Yes, she do. Yes, they do. I'd be like, call one of your friends to call somebody out here. Get me off. So, yes, I do think the thing that this article might be actually leaving out for real is that sometimes help costs.
Yeah.
And when you don't have the means to pay for help, it is harder to reach out for help. And I will say that we had not been in a position financially with how we were living before to actually get help that would have possibly been beneficial in some areas.
And a lot of times, just even outside of that, some couples, when you're in the middle of a storm, it's hard to see outside that storm because it's so thick, and it's hard to tell that you need help.
It might just seem like a
little phase y'all going through or something. Oh, yeah. It'll pass. Next thing you know, it's 6 months later. It's a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And that phase has turned into something awful.
I will say, in regards to money, like one of the things that we did that I will always appreciate, even though we've implemented nothing, is us sitting down and watching Dave Ramsey together.
No, it's so enlightening.
It was so good.
Dave Ramsey, it really is extremely good. I remember it was something we was watching, and somebody was talking about how what he says or the stuff that he's talking about don't work, and he's a liar, he's this, he's that. And my only response to that was, but how much money you got?
How much money you got? Not a lot.
That was just learning. It was so eye-opening and learning everything that somehow some people become wealthy. Or even how certain things work. Like I didn't have the outlook on credit cards
that he had.
I didn't have the outlook that I do now that he had, and I was just like, God dang.
Yeah.
I'm offended when people you want to apply for a credit. You know how offensive that is to me.
Stop.
Like, does your mama want to apply for?
But I thought, like, for me, I actually will say that was a milestone from my eyes in our relationship. And
yeah,
this,
we was doing that together.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I love self-help stuff. It could be workout DVDs, yoga, Bible studies. I like that type of stuff. Marcus shies away from it. So him committing to watching these DVDs with me, lessons with me, was pivotal, because I think in a lot of relationships, women are typically the ones that are willing to be in the place of, I don't know, teach me, where I think if just because of like societal pressures, a lot of men have to be like, I'll figure it out. I don't need nobody to help me. And the fact that you were willing to be like, okay, because it wasn't that I brought Dave Ramsey to Marcus. And Marcus could have been like, I ain't about to listen to this big old white man talk about me. He don't know nothing about my life. But Marcus is like, okay. And he really got into it. So for me, I didn't realize how important it was to me until we were doing it. And I was just like, this is something that I want. I feel for my female friends that are in relationships with dudes that getting help from an outside source feels like a weakness, and so they don't participate. You know how many women are like, I want to go to marital counseling, but he don't want to go.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that.
No, I was going to say, we know men that suggest it too, and the women don't want to, but no, you're right with, I just know it on like even smaller things, like lower level things where women would be like, you know, I reached out, you know, I wanted to reach out, but he said he would take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, that was like one of the first times in our marriage where that happened. And I was like, okay. Because y'all know I am a forever student. I typically, as much as I like to try doing things on my own, I also like to learn from people that are smarter than me, that are more knowledgeable about the situation. And having a partner that is able to see, I don't know, and not, I don't know, Angel, you figure it out, but I don't know, I'll sit with you for us to figure it out. Ugh.
I know, I'm the shit.
That's not at all what I was thinking. I think you grew to that, though.
Exactly what you was thinking.
No. I know that, but we also have 4 more minutes of a podcast that we owe. So
unless, we still owe it?
Yes.
Okay.
We have ads that have been sold to an hour podcast. So get into it, Playboy. Were you always like that? Do you feel any type of way about like, okay, we need to go to marital counseling? Do you feel like, does that feel like failure to you, or is it like, all right, okay? Because
I
know,
don't feel like I could see, if like, let's say if marital counseling was brought up, not particularly ours, but like, let's say it was brought up in a relationship, if it was brought up in the middle of a storm, I could see why somebody would feel some type of way about that. But like a spouse suggesting marital counseling to another spouse, I don't think that should be a problem. It could be, depending on who the person is. Like, people feel different ways about different things.
In a storm, I think that's the best place to bring it up is in a storm. Hey, we got to stop right now and get some help. That's what I be feeling.
I'm like, you should bring that up when y'all having fun and out parasailing. I don't know. Be like, you know what? We should still do counseling to make sure we can keep this up. See, that's a more healthy way of doing it.
You think so?
Toxic.
Shut up. Because I know, okay, for instance, this is one that seems to be a hard sticking place for you. And I have mentioned it multiple times. And he's like, nah, I don't know about that. Nah, I don't know. I have said to you multiple times, hey, Marcus, why don't we get you a trainer? And you buck at me every time I bring it up.
Only reason I buck at you is because I've seen so many different trainers train people. And I'm good.
Do you? What does that even?
I don't mind getting a trainer, but
what does that even mean?
For one, I didn't want to get a trainer because I'm like, I want to at least get back to where I can be trained. Like, I want to get my body back to a specific place.
But you can be.
I understand all that, but this ain't something that's like, now you know you need a trainer. It's like,
you know why I was suggesting you. Do you know why I was suggesting you get a trainer?
Because I hurt my back.
Right. So why do you think that a trainer couldn't train you? Like, and I meant like a good trainer. I'm not talking about somebody who's just good at working out, but somebody who has like really studied the body, who really has a like a immense amount of knowledge on the body, muscles that pull, like that could darn near be a physical therapist, but they are not.
So what did you think they were doing with me in physical therapy?
They were working you out, but we and you and I both know that was only twice a week. So I was saying in the meantime, between time, you can have somebody that works with you that's able to specifically just the biggest thing is specifically keeping an eye on watching how your body's operating so that you don't re-injure yourself, but also that they're able to, you know, push you in ways that you like to be pushed.
I don't think you weren't there with, like, that's exactly what they were doing.
I get it, but you were only with them two times a week and you're done with them. That wasn't like weight training. I was talking about the type of way you like working out.
Okay, let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
In physical therapy, they started me off with no weight.
Mm-hmm.
And they studied my body. They told me how to move and what to move. They told me how to turn my body and bend my body and all that and where I needed to be going. Then they graduated me to rubber band or these bands.
Mm-hmm.
And then they graduated me to weights. And they said, you continue to do this way. Continue to increase your weight. Do this and you won't have any more issues. So how would a...
I was recommending a trainer long before you got through all those phases. Was I not?
Yeah, but I didn't want no trainer. I wanted a professional that actually, not a trainer, but somebody with a medical degree to be like, look at your body.
That is not the only reason why. I wish you would be 100% honest with me. It's not just, oh, they weren't a medical.
But I said, if I'm going to get somebody as far as a specialist to help me, I want it to be to that level. Because after I hurt my back the last time, I was like, I need somebody to help me. I ain't talking about no physical, personal trainer. I'm talking about somebody that can prescribe shit as far as an X-ray.
I get it, but also, you don't believe that a personal trainer could have helped you avoid you hurting yourself that last time.
That last time, I don't know.
Okay, so that's all I was saying was okay. Maybe let's get a personal trainer, somebody that's able, that knows the body well enough, that can see, if you do that, you might start irritating that spot again. Because some trainers are really that good.
I understand that.
I don't even think you see
it. I get it.
But all I was saying is that, like, I've recommended a trainer a couple of times, and you've even before back.
All right, but it ain't like it. Okay, so here's the difference. Getting a personal trainer versus physical therapy. Getting a personal trainer.
It's not a versus.
Okay. Let's say I went with a personal trainer. That don't mean I'm going to get the right one right away.
No.
And I could possibly get injured just as quick using a personal trainer by them not knowing how to work me.
Well, that's what interviewing a personal trainer for, finding out their background, finding out people who have worked with folks with back injuries. That's what I was trying.
That's too much work. I could just go to the doctor and then they send me to physical therapy. Because everybody in the physical therapist office know what to do. It's 60 of them.
I really think you're not telling the full truth of why you don't want a personal trainer, but you're giving excuses that work right now.
You're right.
To be honest.
You need to go get them all.
You see that?
What? It don't matter what I say.
Yes, it does matter. Don't do that. Don't do that. It does matter.
I'm saying the full truth as of right now.
What?
You said, you're saying that I'm not telling the truth. I'm just saying,
I feel like there's more reasons. Okay. I feel like there's more reasons, but so you're saying you don't think there is?
No.
Okay. Then don't say you're right. If you don't think there
is.
That's
how I have to end the conversation.
No, you don't. You can tell the truth.
Then tomorrow will be late.
You can tell the truth.
You'll be late picking them up.
You guys.
Angel's right.
Nope.
She's always right.
That's so gaslighting. That's so immature. You guys, thanks so much for watching. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Truebill, Every Plate, Third Love, and Audible. Use our discount codes and our special Truebill links. But it's Truebill.com, so it's fine. And we appreciate you all watching. You can join our Patreon for the low of $5. Follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms, and Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book. We thank you guys for watching.
Y'all doing, fam.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.